I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. Hey, let's talk about Jennifer Lawrence's boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. It's always these nerdy guys.
It is. Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
Harvard grad. So he was a wunderkind, and he has proven, as far as I'm concerned, himself to be the bright boy.
An auteur darling. Everybody knows the name.
If you say you know the director of The Black Swan, a lot of people know that, probably because of Natalie Portman's Oscar.
But he's still best known for directing Requiem for a Dream. That movie holds powerful sway over a lot of 30-somethings.
Okay, you know? Heavily drug-oriented.
Yeah.
Three or four central characters, including, I think, Ellen Burstyn.
In some ways, it might be his most coherent movie.
Okay.
I never revisit these films. Darren Aronofsky, to me, is a flawed filmmaker, much in the same way that M. Night Shyamalan is.
Okay.
There's a clear command of the camera, how to build a scene, how to move you through a space.
And lots of movement. I think he does lots of jump cuts.
Yeah, and I mean, this latest one, Mother, for the first hour or so, it's really masterfully done, building the tension, getting you inside Jennifer Lawrence's perspective. That movie is shot brilliantly from her POV, but not in any... It seems like he's got a strategy, and it works. He's just never as smart as he thinks he is.
Well, very much interested in crazy people, people who push themselves to the limit, just as mentioning Black Swan and the ballet and the extremes to which the dancer must go, almost to madness, to perfect that craft. Probably his worst movie in 2014 was Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Another crazed.
Boy, I put that one right out of my head.
With Russell Crowe. It is an interesting take on just that great story from the Bible in which the name God doesn't even appear. And he's centered on Noah so that Noah doesn't even say God's name except he's the creator. And why doesn't he listen to him?
Yeah.
So that kind of focus that you're talking about is there.
And remember the movie The Fountain?
Oh, yeah.
With Hugh Jackman and Rachel Weisz.
His most incoherent, do you think?
Man, that movie is... If he would just scale his metaphorical ambitions back a little bit, it's when he starts pushing his poetic agenda that stuff starts to fly off the rails.
And you're right. And I think he makes a lot of his reputation on his characters. In The Black Swan, Vincent Cassel, unforgettable as the ballet master. Back to Aronofsky, he's directed four actors who have been nominated for Oscars, one who won, Portman.
Yeah.
Burstyn and some of the others have been nominated. He's a solid director.
Again, he has a handle on his actors. But let me ask you about Mother, which was divisive. I read a review before I saw it that called it the most vile, repugnant film.
Right.
And obviously, it was not. The movie is a metaphor for Mother Nature. Jennifer Lawrence is nature, and the house is earth.
Yeah, there's some Rosemary's Baby about this. It goes beyond even what you're talking about into the whole idea of creation, because he's a poet.
And how demanding the artist is.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And Javier Bardem's character really just sucking the life out of her. Now, I get that, but it starts out, you're feeling like it's a psychological horror film a la Rosemary's Baby and Polanski's Repulsion, and then it just really gets ridiculous. I couldn't take it seriously. Now it's a comedy.
And it devolves into mayhem, the craziness that he's created. Metaphorically, it works for me. I just distance myself from any realism. This has turned into a mess, a home invasion. Here's one that we could probably agree even more on, The Wrestler.
Maybe his best movie, because it's one grounded in character.
Oh,
there's no metaphor that takes over the control of his creative style.
It's a tour de force for Mickey Rourke.
You know, it's funny. I forgot about that movie. I think it's a fine movie, and it's a fine piece for Mickey Rourke.
That's right.
Takes this ridiculous sport and shows us how you can commit to that, how grueling it might be physically and emotionally.
And don't you think it might have a little bit of Raging Bull in it?
Yeah.
It's much more than just the sport. There's an emphasis on character that I really like. With Mother, you take Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Those two people are bad.
And then they disappear from the movie. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.